don't have to fake anymore. I told you once, I want you ugly. And when the truth is out for show, then I'll evaluate my parade. How we gonna live? How we gonna build up our trust? If hell is real, love is never.
straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54. Area 54.
That was Clear Up. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54, with you. A song's called Let Me In. It's off the album As If We Never Won. Teen Days before that did a song called Spin Around, Go Ahead. It's off the album Four More Years. Is that how long we have to wait for the next Teen Days album?
Probably.
Probably. That's probably what he means. Thomas Blondet did a song called In This World Dub. It's off of his album Future World. And Faro did a song called Till It's All Forgotten, title track off of her. She's just a single artist, is that right, Mike?
Yeah, Norwegian.
Norwegian, yeah. Morcheeba before that did a song called Give Me Your Love. Pretty cool track off their album Head Up High. And we start off the whole set with Gavin Turek and Toki Monsta. The song's called Surrender off the album You're Invited.
This is probably the least R&B song that they have. It seems to be, the R&B sound has definitely made a comeback, right?
Especially no doubt.
In modern day pop music now. It's either R&B or it's a pixie glitch. Isn't that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
And you're the only one who calls it pixie glitch.
I know, I've named it. If someone else calls it pixie glitch, I get credit.
Okay. So what Tim means with pixie glitch is the Odessa sound.
The Odessa sound, the high, the overly pitched high voice with kind of a chill, kind of almost a that kind of tropical sound behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's tropical.
I don't know if it's tropical, really, but just, yeah.
But it has to be a pixie singing, too?
It has to be a pixie singing.
Okay.
Anyway, that whole R&B sound on this next set, Grizz has come out with an album that he's got a real R&B sound on this, kind of his R&B chill, cut-and-paste kind of sound to his new EP he just came out with.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like everybody thinks, like, oh, the latest craze is The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And we're all going to sound like The Weeknd and blow up. Well, The Weeknd kind of did this like a couple of years ago already when he was anonymously releasing tracks online.
Yeah.
And nobody knew who it was or where they were from. I think they figured out they were from Toronto. Didn't know who it was. It's kind of, that'd be something if you're taking like a social media 101 class. That'd be a nice like project to dissect in your class. Right, as an example. That one in Odessa. I think Odessa did a really good job marketing themselves online.
They did. And now it's time for them to change up their sound. Come up with an alter ego, change their name, be, you know, all, you know.
All they have to do is go lowercase. They're set.
Well, there you go. Right.
All right, let's play this Grist song that Tim's talking about. It's called Sometimes the Truth Don't Rhyme. Check it out.